the human being, most of all, when he goes towards the sense, pays attention to the sense, the factor behind it is his tongue. The underlying factor in a lot of the cases is the tongue. The tongue becomes the root cause of all the sins. So many sins, if we assess, lying, backbiting, speaking badly, and gossip mongering, swearing, malicious talk, untold sins, in other words, they are due to the tongue of the human being. Hazrat Sufyan bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu narrates a hadith that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I asked the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that for me, what is the most dangerous thing that you consider for me? What a beautiful question, Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu anhu. Dangerous in which way? We should be thinking about that danger that is important. Not hunger and thirst that they were worried about. The danger that he referred to was the danger, the akhirah, the danger in the grave. The danger in resurrection, the danger and hisab and accounting and hereafter and hellfire. This is the real danger for a human being. So the objective of the question was this, that to ask the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that how can a person be save himself from all the dangers? And what is that thing which is most dangerous for a person that will give us the hazard and the danger in the hereafter, that will give us the negative effect, in other words, so that we are saved from the adab, the punishment of the grave, and the punishment of the day of resurrection, and the punishment of hellfire? Which thing, if we do not pay attention, if we don't control it, and if we don't suppress it, then we won't be saved from it. That's why it's been termed, defined as dangerous. So what do we define as dangerous? So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he didn't say anything verbally. Subhanallah, what an answer he gave. He took hold of his blessed tongue with his hands and he hinted to it. He pointed to it. He said, you ask what's the most dangerous thing. What do you consider Prophet Rasulullah is the most dangerous thing? In other words, the Sahabi asked the question. So the Holy Prophet took hold of his tongue physically and said this. In other words, the most dangerous factor, the Holy Prophet has replied by holding his own blessed tongue, that this is what I consider the most dangerous thing, which will give the negative effects. In other words, the tongue is so dangerous that all of the paths to Jahannam are opened up with this tongue. Each and every sin that an individual commits, dangerous actions, it's due to the tongue. Just as Hazrat Abu Sayyid radiallahu anhu, another narration comes from him, that he said the Holy Prophet stated, that Nabi said that when a person wakes up in the morning, then all of the parts of his body plead in front of the tongue. Plead in front of the tongue. All of the parts of the body plead in front of the tongue, say, fear Allah and look after us, because if you remain straight, then we will be fine. And if you go crooked, then we'll also go crooked. Allahu Akbar. So what we see here, realize, is that the tongue, that the actions of the tongue need to be controlled. When we do all the sins that we have on our sheets, backbiting, lying, we all want to be free from these actions. It's good, alhamdulillah, we have a recognition of this, an awareness of this, and we consider and accept that this is dangerous. And most danger for us is from these sins. But what is the solution? The cure? Where do we seek that? Find that? How do we do this? How do we solve this? Obviously, it's apparent that if we solve this, cure this, and with that cure, we control the tongue, bring it into control, then we can save ourselves from thousands of sins. Thousands of sins. So, brothers, we cannot get the solution for this sin from anywhere else. If we'll get the solution, then it will only be sought and found from the sunnah and sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah. From nowhere else will you find the solution of misuse of the tongue. From the sunnah you will get the solution of the misuse of the tongue. Because the Mubarak sunnah, blessed sunnah of Rasulullah with regards to the tongue was what? A small scale sunnah, which was massive in magnitude. Looks small physically, but massive in magnitude. In the hadith is stated the Holy Prophet ﷺ, this was his sunnah, this was his blessed, honorable habit, that his blessed tongue, he would only speak and say something which accrued reward, subhanAllah. He would only say those statements and words due to which thawab would be attained. From his blessed tongue, he would only utter the words, statements that would attain reward, thawab. That's it. And our situation is all down to thawab. All the good deeds we do, for what reason? That Allah Ta'ala gives us the tawfiq, ability. We do actions for thawab. We'll pray salah for thawab. We're going to do dhikr for thawab. Reward. Yes? So Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stated that the best way to get reward is this, that whatever words a person says, he thinks before this, will I get reward for this or not? Will I get reward for this or not? I'll give you the best example. That any human being who has got a brain, wisdom, will he do a business which won't give him any benefit at all? Will he? Big business, if you undertake, start to trade. And if you know that at the end of the day, instead of profit, you will just get loss upon loss. Then he'll say, you do that business. The most foolish of foolish people, even he will say, I'm not going to do this business. Yes? If you, it says that buy this, but you won't get any benefit. He'll say, why should I buy this if I don't get any benefit from it? So this is our nature, isn't it? We don't do things that don't give benefit. We don't buy things. We'll leave those things in which there's no benefit. We leave them, don't we? If there's no benefit, we won't purchase them, we'll reject them, we won't go near them. Oh, there's no benefit in this, there's no profit in this. Why should I do this work? There's no benefit. So my brothers, what a beautiful sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That why should we speak words that don't attain reward? Subhanallah. That if you speak words and you're not getting reward, then why are you uttering those words? If you make this habit, that before speaking, think that from this speech, am I going to get thawab or not? Think. Then such a fantastic and brilliant habit, this is the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ. If we practice this, it won't take long. It won't take long if you make an intention and you make a pact with yourself that from today I'm going to practice this, that I'm only going to speak those words due to which I will earn reward. Why? Because this is proven. This is protection. The time in our life is limited. It's a limited time. Limited breaths in our life. Everything Allah has given us is limited. How much time have I got? Endless time? That I should waste my time and my words and my breath, moving the tongue and breathing and speaking. All of this is recorded. You won't be able to speak more than that, less than that. Why? So then should I utilize my speech in wrong things? Think. That speak such words which give thawab to human being. What will happen from morning till night when you speak, your speech will become treasure of rewards that you cannot imagine how much due to following this one sunnah. And on the other hand, such big sins you will be saved from. Big sins you will be saved from that you cannot imagine those sins. Just for doing what? By implementing the sunnah of Rasulullah, by doing amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah, that I shouldn't speak futile talk, which doesn't give reward, mashallah. So this, brothers, these are the paths of the sunnah actions of the Holy Prophet, some azim way of practice, azim path and journey. In some way or form, we should take all of the sunnah practices of the Prophet that will take us straight to paradise. We do things for a little while, and we praise and we speak, and we are passing through the month of Rabiul Awwal, mashallah, Mubarak, blessed, honorable month with the fadl, grace of Allah. Allah Ta'ala has bestowed this month to us, this Mubarak, honorable, respectful month. So nowadays, mashallah, it's the month, it's the climate, it's the season of reviving the sunnah of Rasulullah. Today, in this month of Rabiul Awwal, if we make this need to Allah, intention that Allah Ta'ala will control this, that whatever we say, our speech, from our tongue, we will, the Prophet ﷺ would only speak those words that would attain reward. So always speak that when you realize that if I say this, I will get this much reward. If I say this, then I'll get this much reward. And if a person, human being, makes this intention, he starts this action, inshallah, corrects his intention with Allah's grace, mercy, then we'll be saved from thousands of sins. That's it. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to follow the sunnahs of His beloved and great Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and make us the beloved, the lovers of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the ashiks. Because remember, this is the only one path. This is the one path. And in Silsila Naqshbandiya, Naqshbandi order, this is the first sabak, the first lesson. Hazrat Mujaddad Al-Aftani Rahmatullah Alayhi, this is his statement that in the Naqshbandi silsila is the sunnah. It follows the path of sunnah meticulously. Every door opens through the sunnah sharifa. That's why the silsila Naqshbandi order, it is lazim to practice the sunnah. Without the sunnah, no door opens to success. No door. So this is such a silsila, fantastic, brilliant silsila order that has a direct connection with the sunnah sharifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So may Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq ability and capability that from today we take hold of this action and we try, make effort that with our tongue, our speech, any word should not be mentioned that does not attain thawab. Whenever you think you're about to speak, control yourself, stop. And then immediately, if such a word you said, which does not give you reward, for zool, wasteful talk, futile, then immediately stop. Be silent. On the silence and controlling is a great reward itself. One is the thawab of the sunnah, of the control and the silence. You know how much reward there is for the sunnah. A massive reward for following the sunnah. A massive reward for following the sunnah. Rather, the greatest reward is for implementing the sunnah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah to implement this. This is the greatest thawab beyond all thawabs. And that is the thawab that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that I make that person my beloved, my dear colleague. Subhanallah, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man ahabba sunnati fa man ahabbani, that I make him my beloved, he who follows my sunnah and starts to do amal on my sunnah. So inshallah, Allah willing, from today we will try, we should try the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's lifestyle sunnah. We should follow, we should control our tongues. As soon as we do this, we control, that the tongue will come into our control. This is the best solution. If everybody wants to not lie, to not backbite, I don't want to speak bad about somebody, negative about somebody, everyone wants to do this, isn't it? So there's only one cure, to do amal on the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the tongue to only speak those words, that speech, that through which we will get reward. Wa akhru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وزوجي أمهات المؤمنين وزرياته وأهل بيته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وسلم تسليما دائما أبدا كثيرا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وظلمنا وحزننا وجدنا وخطأنا وعمدنا كل ذلك عندنا. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك إنك أنت الوهاب. يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك. اللهم صمتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان وأشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم اللهم استقبلنا بسنته ونفعنا بمحبته واجعلنا بزمرته يا كريم يا كريم يا كريم اللهم مشفي مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرادنا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم بارك لنا في الموت وفيما بعد الموت اللهم إنا على غمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم نعوذ بك من العذاب القبر وعذاب جهنم وفتنة المحيا والممات وفتنة المسيح الدجال لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم دبرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهما كما ربياني صغيرا اللهم دبرهما كما ربياني صغيرا يا الله ہماری تمام پریشانیوں کو دور فرما بیماری کو دور فرما مصیبتوں کو دور فرما یا اللہ تو ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ تو ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ ہم سب کی حفاظت فرما شیطان نفس و شر سے بچا یا اللہ برے کاموں سے بچا یا اللہ برے کاموں سے بچا یا اللہ ہمیں گناہوں سے دور کر دے یا اللہ نیکیوں سے ہماری رغبت پیدا فرما دے یا اللہ ہماری مشکلات آسان فرما دے ہمارے گھروں میں سکون نصیب فرما دے ہمارے بیماروں کو شفا نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس موذی مرض میں جو حضرات مرد عورت مبتلا ہے میرے بالخصوص ہمارے حلقے کے جو خاندان سے مبتلا ہے میرے مولا جو عورتیں مبتلا ہیں جو مرد مبتلا ہے یا کریم سب کی تو حفاظت فرما صحت کاملہ و عاجلہ نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس ملک پر مست یا اللہ تمام عالم پہ تو رحم فرما فضل فرما یا اللہ فضل فرما رحم فرما اس بستی پہ رحم فرما میرے مولا یا کریم یا کریم تو ہمیں قرآن پڑھنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما عبادات کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ تیری توفیق سے میرے مولا تیری حکمت سے ہمیں تنہائی ملی ہے میرے مولا اس تنہائی کو اچھے طریقے سے گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ذکر فکر میں اضافہ نصیب فرما عبادت میں اضافہ نصیب فرما خوف اور خطر میں اضافہ نصیب فرما لا یعنی باتوں سے ہمیں دور فرما لا یعنی باتوں سے ہمارا دور فرما یا اللہ ہمارے زبان سے وہ باتیں نکال جس میں ثواب ہو سب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سنت ہمیں کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ہمارے بچوں کو میرے مولا اس سلسلے کی محبت نصیب فرما ہمارے ماں باپوں کو ان کے دلوں میں محبت پیدا کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما یا اللہ اس سلسلے کا فیض قیامت تک جاری و ساری فرما بالخصوص میرے شیخ کی نسبت سے میرے مولا اس شیخ سے خوب اس شیخ کی خدمت اس سلسلے کی اللہ میرے شیخ کی نسبت سے اس سلسلے کو خوب پھیلا اس کے فیض کو چاروں دہم پھیلا دے میرے مولا عجم اور عالم میں پھیلا دے میرے مولا یا اللہ زیادہ سے زیادہ لوگوں کو اس سلسلے سے اپنے قلوب کو مستفیق کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما ان کے قلوبوں کو منور فرما یا اللہ ان کی آخرت کو بہتر فرما یا اللہ جو حضرات جو عورتیں جو مرد اخلاص کے ساتھ اس سلسلے کے ساتھ جڑے ہوئے ہیں, یقین اعتقاد اور محبت کے ساتھ میرے مولا اس سلسلے پہ چل رہے ہیں میرے مولا, ان کو ناکام نہ فرمانا یا اللہ, شیطان سر سے ان کو بچانا اور ان کو طاعت اقامت تک میرے مولا یا اللہ قبر تک ان کی حفاظت فرمانا یا اللہ, ان کو سلسلے میں کامیابی نصیب فرمانا. جو حضرات بھی اس میں خدمت کر رہے ہیں جس طریقے سے بھی میرے مولا, ان کی خدمتوں کو قبول فرمانا, ان کو بھی شیطان و نفس کے شر سے محفوظ فرمانا. یا اللہ, شیطان کا وار بہت سخت ہوتا ہے, نفس کا وار بہت سخت ہوتا ہے, جب تک موت نہ آ جائے ہمیں ہر وقت چوکنا رہنا چاہیے, الرٹ رہنا چاہیے. اور میرے مولا تو تیرے ہی فضل ہے, تیرے ہی کرم ہے, تو ہی بچا سکتا ہے, تو ہی بچا سکتا ہے میرے مولا, تو ہی بچا ہمیں اس چیزوں سے. یا اللہ, پیارے حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صدقے سے جتنی دعائیں آج رات ہم نے میرے مولا ذکر میں مانگی, یا اللہ, تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے خاص نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے سے ہمارے تمام دعاؤں کو, درود شریف کو, ذکر اسکار کو میرا قبول فرما اور آخرت میں اس کو جمع فرما. اس کا سارا کا سارا ثواب جتنا بھی آج ہم نے ذکر کیا, فکر کیا, میرے شیخ علی مرتضیٰ رحم اللہ کو عطا فرما, ان کے قبر کو منور فرما, روشن فرما. یا اللہ, ان کے خاندان سے فیض کو جاری فرما, خانقاہ ان کے خانقاہوں کو آباد و شاد فرما, ان کے تمام خلفاؤں کو میرے مولا توفیق عطا فرما کہ زیادہ سے زیادہ ذکر کی توفیق کریں, زیادہ سے زیادہ ذکر کو پھیلائیں. یا میرے مولا, تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہم سب کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلق ہی محمد و آلہ و صحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. آمین.